hyperbole. An advice podcast where two brothers
and Rand
make exaggerated statements not meant to be taken literally.
What was that, Seven?
Hyperbole. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Hyperbole Podcast. My name is Stefan Satani, and I am your first host. I was going to introduce you to Rand and Anthony, my second, third hosts, but they're not here today. And the reason is they had a dentist appointment at the same time. They're dental assistants, and they help people that make appointments in their office. All right, but they're not here. So I wanted to invite a guest, and I have a very special guest. He's Arizona local comedian Eric. I'm going to pronounce the G, Hugs.
You won't be the first.
Oh, I thought it was original enough.
Happy to be here.
Eric Hughes. I'll say your name correctly. So Eric, how are you doing?
I'm great.
Have you gotten your teeth checked lately?
Within the last 6 months.
Okay, that's good.
I even got the fluoride done. We're good.
Oh, very nice. I don't know what fluoride does, but it's been 6 years since I've been to the dentist.
No.
I'm kidding. I'm getting Invisalign right now, so I'm getting my teeth straightened.
So you got to see them like every week then.
Yeah. My teeth are getting scared straight. So the orthodontist goes in and yells at them, scares my teeth. Anyway. We're going to have a lot of fun. This is a self-help podcast for the helpless. So we give advice. We give advice to celebrities, other folks. We've got advice for businesses. But we're going to start off with a review. We got some fan love, and this juicy five-star review comes from Apple Podcasts. It says, "What a fun idea. I listen to a lot of podcasts, but this one is so fun. I love it. These guys are very funny and have voices that are meant for podcasting. Aww. Tell all your friends. Then go into Best Buy and have all the laptops on display playing an episode." And that's from Comedian Drinker 12.
The Best Buy part's not a bad idea.
That is not a bad idea. Guys, you hear that? If you're at your Best Buy or local dentist's office, put on our podcast, okay? Can you do that?
Right back there, close all the patient information and pull up hyperbole.com.
There you go. Beautiful. Okay, good. Good review. If you guys want to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, please do. I think we're charting right now in the top 20 for top comedy improv podcasts in Apple Podcasts, but we can get to number one if you guys leave a review. So please scribe your love for us or scribe your hate for us. Whatever. As long as you give us 5 stars, you can say whatever you want and we'll read it. We love you. All right. Now, next. Let's get on to the quote of the week. This is where we break down the meaning of quotes from great people to reflect on our self-help. But instead of people, we've pivoted over to robots because they're going to take over the world, as Terminator has taught us. This specific robot is called Inspirobot, and it's an AI-driven machine that meshes the wisest words together to give us a tall glass of motivation in one perfect sentence. This week's quote from Inspirobot is, do you want to read it?
Sure. This week's quote from Inspirobot is, "Cuddle a hunk if you feel like doing that." Interesting. Thank you, Inspirobot.
Let's also describe the image. It looks like a girl at a bus stop at night sitting down in what looks like frustration or despair.
Oh, she's definitely hunched over. She's drunk.
Oh, she's drunk because she didn't cuddle that hunk.
And now she's stuck on a
on a drunk stupor. She's just sitting there cuddling herself. Okay, so what do you think Inspirobot's trying to tell us here, Eric?
Cuddle a hunk if you feel like doing that almost comes across like, you know, those fish that stick on the side of a whale or a shark, and they kind of just like stick onto the side of them, and because it's like protection.
Uh-huh.
And there, so, yeah. So if you're feeling a little vulnerable, cuddle up next to a hunk if you feel like doing that.
If you need protection.
Yeah, if you need a little protection.
Find somebody way bigger than you.
Huge.
Maybe even a different species?
If you find another species to be a hunk, go cuddle it.
What would you say is a hunky species?
A hunky species? I don't know. There's some massive cows out there.
Oh, hunky cows. Okay.
Hunky cows, huge.
Is it cows or are there hunky bulls too?
Or is probably it both.
Okay. Hunky bulls. I feel like hunky cows would be the safer option.
They, you know, they're breeding cows so that each cow has more beef.
And I feel if you cuddle them in the right spot, they'll squirt milk.
That's right.
Wholesome milk. That's great. So I think that pretty much encapsulates all of what InspireBot is trying to say. Cuddle something for protection. If you're feeling scared, cuddle a hunk.
Good.
Okay, perfect. I think that's it. Let's move on to the next section. And the next section is the beef. It's where we got questions from fans. We get questions from the internet. We've got celeb advice, business questions, words, everything you would have ever not thought you wanted. Let's start with question one. This comes from our fan, Jordan. And thank you, Jordan. And they say, how do I sound nice in emails? Hello, Sage Brethren. I wanted to know if you had any email etiquette advice for me. I have to send a lot of emails to people in my company, and I don't feel it's necessary to say, hi, Mark, or thanks in every email. At the same time, I don't want to come across as a rude Randy to my coworkers. What's the right mixture of quick and polite?
Yeah, that's a fair point. Because you write something in your head, you think, oh, this is how it's going to come off. There's no guarantee that the person's going to read it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to write every email as if a complete dunce is going to be reading it.
Or your grandma. Who is a complete dunce by now. But yeah, I think that's good. What if you're trying to be nice and be quick, what if you cut out some letters from the words? So instead of thanks, you just do THX.
Yeah, yeah. Just remove all the vowels.
That'd be pretty good. You could remove the vowels of all the words. It's real quick email.
Good job today. Sometimes why.
Sometimes.
And sometimes why.
If you're feeling it. What if you go over and talk to the person? That way you don't have to send them an email.
Well, that's called not leaving a paper trail.
Oh, that's true. What other ways? Is there any other way to sound nice in emails?
You go with the you got that auto signature, so you just always put the niceness in there and just type whatever you want, and you know it'll say, oh, thank you so much for reading my email.
Oh, that's really good.
Love, Stefan.
Love. Oh, love. XOXO, Stefan.
Yeah, make it real saucy. Don't even if it's the CEO of your company.
Spank you very much.
Yeah, spank you very much. Put a little Jim Carrey gif in there, and you're good to go.
Beautiful. What if you left a nice inspirational quote in there, too?
Oh, Inspirobot.
Oh, there you go. Cuddle a hunk.
Yeah.
If you feel like it.
Dear Senator, go cuddle a hunk.
If you feel like it. Okay. All right. I feel like we can move on. All right. Moving on to our next segment. Celebs may seem like near perfect examples of human beings. And they are. But they get in a pickle sometimes too, which is why we dedicate a segment of our show to give them even more attention. It's time for Celeb Advice. Now this juicy goss comes from Too Fab. Kim Kardashian says Kanye West is, quote, simple, needs only, quote, ice cream to keep him happy.
Oh my God.
Kim Kardashian revealed the secret to keeping her husband, Kanye West, content at home. During an interview with Stellar Magazine, the reality show star said her rapper, Beau, known for starting multiple feuds with celebrities, posting controversial tweets and considering running for president, is really just your average Joe when it comes to it. He's very simple. I'm going to do a Kim Kardashian. He's very simple. If I bring him a warm brownie and ice cream, he's very happy. And that'll win me points for like a good week. The 39-year-old makeup mogul confessed. Yes, he's very simple. And he lets me watch TV shows that I want at night. She continued. Even when he wants to watch Rick and Morty all night long and I want to watch Dateline, he lets me watch Dateline. Okay. The aspiring lawyer went on to explain how the pair are very close, even collaborating on their numerous projects together. I think we really let each other explore our creative side. It's so much fun working with him, Kim gushed, adding that she learned a lot from my husband about saying no and standing your ground what you believe in and not compromising. The news of Kanye being less complicated than expected comes on the heels of the entertainer stripping away what he feels is superfluous in life, as he is on a spiritual journey, which Kim detailed during her visit to The Real recently. And that's it. So, celeb advice, what do you think Kim can continue to do to make Kanye happy? Sounds like he's a real simple dude.
Yeah, as long as she's giving him his candy and cartoon time, he seems content.
But he's so mature and lets her watch Dateline when he wants to watch Rick and Morty.
You know he's watching it on his phone.
Why does this family only have one TV? Is that strange to you that the Kardashian West household has one television?
Maybe it's one of those like Netflix situations where you can only have it on one device at a time.
They're so cheap that they paid for the plan that only allows one device.
Yeah.
Kanye's like, we really need to find some areas to save.
He's like, I'm still getting DVDs in the mail.
Oh my God. So
I want to watch big.
I think maybe getting him a new TV. That would be nice.
Yeah. Except all those new TVs nowadays have like the built-in Rokus and all that stuff that immediately breaks. Or really? they don't support the software updates. So if you're getting a smart TV within 6 months, it's dumb because it's not working. And then you're stuck with it. And some of these smart TVs serve up ads.
What?
Yes. So you've bought a TV, you go and you plug it in and you're ready to watch whatever you've already paid for. And they're like, hey, we're showing you an ad just to turn the TV on.
Oh, I feel like that would make Kanye very mad. So don't do that.
It's an ad for the new Kanye West album.
Is she trying to sound really smart by saying that she watches Dateline?
Well, it was that or Rick and Morty. So yeah.
Is she trying to make him seem really dumb? Like he's a 15-year-old boy.
Do you think she would like say, oh, I curled up with a nice copy of the encyclopedia and read through X?
I was just finishing the Quran, and then Kanye was finishing up
South Park. He hated that episode.
Okay, cool.
Question two from Reddit. How to pick out trainers for dancing. I recently started a new hobby of Irish dancing, but when I started, I had awful trainers that made my feet really hurt. I haven't been able to dance for weeks because of it, and I've been struggling to walk too because the soles of my feet hurt so much. So I want to get some new trainers when I go back and I don't want to hurt myself, I think is what she's trying to say.
Yes, yes.
He or she. But when I go to look at trainers, I'm a bit overwhelmed by the amount of choice. What should I look for to choose from? Oh my gosh.
You're doing great,
sweetie. What should I look for to choose ones that are especially suitable for dancing? Are the words that are written in front of me. Sincerely, Dirty Dancing.
Beautiful.
Wow.
So
I don't think you need dance lessons. I think you need a couple English lessons.
Also, she started a hobby of Irish dancing, and there are so many trainers to pick from.
It sounds like there are more trainers than people learning how to dance.
That's what it sounds like too. It sounds like these are almost like personal trainers at a gym. They're just flocking over people, being like, "Oh, your technique's not good. I can teach you how to jig for $25 a month. $25 a session. $25 a month's pretty cheap, right?
Yeah.
To Irish dance. Like
a couple thousand a year.
Perfect.
And then by that time next year, you'll be raking it in. Jigging on every street corner.
So what are some criteria that she should look for when she's trying to find the perfect Irish dancing teacher?
Authentic Irish accent.
Oh, that's good.
They don't actually have to be from Ireland, but they have to nail the accent.
That's good. So if they're from Kentucky, as long as they can say, can you do it?
I cannot. I haven't had my lucky charms today.
Mine goes into Jamaican sometimes. But I think I can say something.
Please.
Hello there. My name's Stefan. I can teach you how to Irish dance.
There you go. I'd dance with you.
Would you like to dance with me? I'm from Kentucky.
Now go down to the street corner. With some of those panhandlers.
What?
They're just on the street. Give them a little jig. They're,
oh my God. How much would an Irish dancer charge, do you think? I feel like they'd be pretty cheap, right?
If you're just on the side of the street begging for cash?
Yeah.
I think you're just jigging and hoping people throw in.
Getting
jiggy with it.
Oh, Will Smith. All right, so basically the Irish accent. Is there any other criteria?
That's all you need. You get that Irish accent going and your feet do the rest.
That's good. Maybe also, why are your feet hurting so badly? What did they do to you?
You think she wore some of those wooden clogs?
Oh, yeah. I thought that was the Swedes, though.
Yeah, she's... Maybe, she's still learning.
Maybe that's why she's asking.
Yeah.
Because she didn't realize it was a Swedish dance, and then now her feet hurt.
Did an Irish jig wearing some Swedish clogs. It's a good way to lose a foot.
That sounds like a really good metaphor or business saying.
Yeah.
Dude, you're doing an Irish jig in Swedish clogs. What are you doing?
I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, whoopsie daisy. What are we doing here? Let's go to the pub, drink a Guinness. Maybe make them do an addition. Sorry. Maybe make them do an audition. Not an addition. Not like, hey, what's 4 + 4 real quick? Yeah, maybe not an audition where they be like, show me what you've got. And then they do a dance off.
Just get them all in one place at one time.
Yeah. And do Stomp the Yard Irish style.
Oh, boy. Get a haul. Would it be just this one person auditioning them, or would there be a whole audience? Would they all show up thinking there would be a whole, like, this is, you do it as a ruse. You lure them in because it's like, we want the best Irish jiggers in the world.
Tell them there's a cash prize.
Cash prize at the end of a rainbow.
And that's me paying for your services.
Yeah, a $50 gift card
to Red Lobster. Yes! Beautiful. Okay, so Irish accent and dance off. I feel like those are the two good things.
Really cinematic universe.
That just made me think of Marvel, and it made me think of a superhero that can Irish dance. That's his main thing. What would his name be? Blarney Stoner or something? He just gets high all the time and Irish dances.
Yeah, the Blarney Stoner.
All right, moving on. We've got a word of the week, and some people ask, why do you have a word of the week? Well, it's because we classify ourselves as edutainment in Apple Podcasts, so we have to have something that teaches you something. Now, word of the week this week is Chandler, and that is, the definition is a candle maker.
Oh, I thought it was that guy from Friends. You learned something.
Oh, that's the second definition.
Oh, yeah. There
it is. Candle maker, colon, also a guy from Friends. I guess that makes sense because... I've seen the word chandelier, so.
You threw it, a chandelier?
No, I'm pretty sure it's pronounced chandelier.
Huh. Been pronouncing it wrong for years. Have you ever done one of those, like, they do, like, a colonial day at school, or you go to, like, some colonial colony or something like that, and they make candles, and you dip strings in wax?
I can't say I have.
Really?
I've never done that.
Then you haven't lived, my friend. What kind of a childhood did you have out in Cottonwood? Wait a minute. You were living the pioneer life already.
Yeah, that's what we didn't realize. Yeah, we didn't have to go to some fancy place to be able to do that.
You guys were dipping candles nightly.
That was a euphemism for something else, too. But anyway, good.
Nightly shadow puppet show.
I was called the Chandler of Cottonwood because I popped those candles.
Oh, man, I heard of you.
Yeah, lit up wax. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, moving on. You learned a word. Going on to BizWizzes. This segment, we want to help business owners, so we've created a segment called Biz Whizzes, where we take a one-star review that whizzes on these bizzes to give advice to the biz on how to clean that whiz. So, Eric picked out this special business that we're going to give some advice to.
The question is from Perspective Cryonaut, and her question is about the business Alcor. Alcor, who freezes bodies to bring them back from the dead.
Oh, so they're all dead bodies?
Most of them.
Okay.
I think it's like it's a Schrodinger's body. They don't know if they can bring it. Truly, they don't know if they can bring them back yet. They're like, we'll freeze you now, and if we figure it out,
then you're good.
Yes, but you got to pay them up front, so there's no guarantee.
Is it cold hard cash that you have to pay them in?
Yeah. So here's the question from Perspective Cryonaut about Alcor. Should I freeze myself in the desert? Arizona has one of the major cryonics providers in the United States. And from my research, Alcor comes across as the flashier, higher-end option. While Cryonics Institute, the other one, seems more like a mom-and-pop operation, having only two full-time employees. Because that goes well.
What?
Yeah. Alcor also costs substantially more, with its Neuro suspension option alone running $80,000.
What?
Compared to the other's whole body preservation cost of only $30,000. You don't want to go for the budget.
Yeah, you never want to go.
So while Alcor has received some publicity that's been pretty negative, the Ted Williams fiasco comes to mind. Alcor remains something of a shadowy organization that many of its cryonics community are suspicious of. What do you guys think? Is it cool to get frozen in the desert? Perspective Cryonic.
So just from going from the names, I feel like Alcor seems like Umbrella Corp, where they made a bunch of zombies.
Oh, yeah, from the
Resident Evil
series. Yeah, it also sounds like something that it's like a tuna manufacturer.
Oh, that's true. Alcor, yeah. White tuna.
Like Dolphin Safe Ted Williams.
Oh, that's. Do you think they freeze tuna as well after they die so that they can bring them back to life to make more tuna?
Yeah, because the ocean's running out of tuna.
So they're freezing them so that they can make more?
Yeah. Side story about tuna.
Please, let's go into that stream.
Some ridiculous expensive tuna just got sold. Like some guy paid millions of dollars for a single fish.
Really?
Because
it wasn't married.
They're massive. Oh. It wasn't married, yeah.
Wait, so how much did he pay for it? And why?
It was like some weird tradition. I don't think he actually had to pay as much as he did, but it was some sort of like first fish sold of the season type deal. And he was like some millionaire fishmonger. And he's like, I'm going to buy the most expensive fucking fish. And they're like, it's like $30. And he's like, here's $1 million.
Holy shit.
It wasn't quite those ratios, but it was kind of something.
Was
like
he
that.
Trying to show off for somebody?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, everybody. Okay,
everybody.
Got it.
Heard about it. I swear,
look how much
everybody.
Money I have. I can buy a tuna.
I just blew it on fish.
Oh, man, I would not like to blow on fish. But, okay, so that's good. So tuna.
What do we think, though? Do we think that since one of these companies has some shady aspects to it, would you trust your frozen body in
you know,
a desert?
I don't know if I'd trust, what was it?
Alcor.
What was CI? Cryonics Incorporated?
Yeah, something like
Cryo
that.
Cryo Incorporated?
Institute.
Oh, Cryo Institute. I don't know if I'd trust a mom and pop operation. Although maybe I would, because maybe they'd pay more attention to the clients that they have because they have a smaller client
like
base.
Artisan frozen bodies.
There you go. Alcor.
We
I'd just
freeze
be
you one finger at a time.
Oh, and then de-thaw me one finger at a time. Beautiful. Although, here's the thing, though. With a mom and pop operation, what's going to happen when mom and pop die?
Yeah, exactly.
And freeze themselves. Then everyone's just going to be frozen. So maybe they're going to hand everyone over to Alcor, including themselves, and then Alcor is going to take care of us.
So cut the middleman out and go straight to Alcor, or go the budget route knowing that it'll end up with Ted Williams' frozen head getting kicked around freezer.
I say go mom and pop, and then when mom and pop gets eaten up by the big fish, the big tuna,
Alcor.
Then you'll be in Alcor's hands, cold,
dead hands.
Yeah. So I think that's the wisest choice. Although Alcor, they do have the neurosuspension option,
whatever
which
that means,
suspends your neuro, I guess.
I don't think they can promise any of this. I think it's just a bunch of fancy words, and they're going to just dump some liquid nitrogen on you.
Yeah. Do you honestly think that once you're frozen and they find a way, they'll be able to revive you?
I feel like it is possible that in the near future, if more research is done, we could figure out a way to do it. I don't know if the bodies that are currently frozen were done in a way that could revive you.
Got it.
Is cryonics completely science fiction? I don't know.
Yeah.
Are the people that are currently frozen ever coming back? Probably not.
They probably got a lot of freezer burn on them.
Yeah.
They're not going to taste as good.
It'll smell like freezer.
Ugh.
Freezer smell. Ugh. You don't want Ted Williams coming back and he smells.
So I'm going to say, you know what? I'm rooting for the mom and pops here. I'm going to go with Corp Cryo Institute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Decided.
Support your local cryos.
Support your, exactly. Ugh. Maybe they should get a partnership with Whole Foods.
Ooh. Or like Blue Bunny ice cream. Ted Williams flavored.
So here's another question. What are people going to do if research is done and they're like, guys, you can't freeze a body and bring it back to life. What are we going to do with these frozen bodies?
Well,
de-thaw them?
And just like sell them to science?
Okay.
Like, hey, anyone want to do research on what happens when you cryonically freeze a body improperly for 30 years?
I would dispose of them in the ocean.
Just like icebergs?
Yeah.
A ship hits one and goes down.
I would. Maybe you could play Battleship where you shoot frozen carcasses into the ocean and try and hit the other enemy battleship.
That could work.
Don't lie to me. That's a dumb idea. Okay, so that's the end of our show. But before we stop, I wanted to have some plugs and closing remarks. First off, if you like what you hear, subscribe, leave a review. It's super helpful for us. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Hyperbole Pod. This will all be in the show notes. And also wanted to give, if you have a question, email us at hyperbolepodcast@gmail.com. Some shout outs. Eric, thank you for joining us. Do you have anything that you'd like to plug?
Yeah, I got a show coming up November 22nd, 7:30, Tempe Center for the Arts, stand-up comedy. Come check it out.
Awesome. And Eric's going to be doing an extended set, so you want to be there. You will be there. Go. Jordan, thank you for the fan question, and thank you to all of our fans. We rub you. All right. Thank you, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.